Oh my god, this might be good.
Record it.
Yes. Oh.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Fabric of space-time, which combined with airborne pieces of metal and builder's barn to create a miniature black hole. This anomaly interposed itself between Homer and Bart, causing a gravitational lens, which absorbed the light reflected from Ray the Roofer.
That seems feasible.
Hey guys,
how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, we're doing the show finally.
Yeah, what
a good after thing. A month off again.
Loud music.
No, I just mean finally because it took Matt fucking
when
3 hours back out
with
of here.
Airborne
that's so
pieces of methane.
Funny. It's the Aristocrats. MySpace.com/aristocratsradio. Radio.
On a Mexican radio.
On American fake radio.
Schmoodio.
So what do we got? Come on, guys.
We got plenty of them.
Oh,
yeah, what were you saying?
We actually have a lot of stories today.
Yeah, it's a lot of little anecdotes. Not to be confused with antidote.
We did a nice little little fart there in the beginning.
Oh, yeah,
what were you talking about?
That was courtesy of Derek.
A little poofer. At the diner the other night, Derek farted for what I was... going to assume would have been like a 2 second, but then it kind of picked back up again, and then it dropped, and then it picked back up again. It
like waves.
It was between 5 and 7 seconds.
I don't remember. Carly, do you remember that?
He was just like, just blocking it out. We were almost by her car, and then all of a sudden it was just like,
oh, yeah, okay, I remember.
Now he remembers it. Look at him. Suffocating a cat, your ass crack.
You sure he didn't just run a cat over and that was it dying?
That's when we saw the Indian Paris Hilton.
Oh, Bombay Hilton. Or New Delhi Hilton.
New Delhi Hilton.
New Delhi Hilton.
She did look just like Paris Hilton.
She, an Indian, literally. She was really dark and had that like a pretty face, I guess, for a Hindu.
Pretty face.
For a Hindu.
And really long black hair and wearing
hot.
A stupid hat and like Paris
everything,
Hilton
everything
clothes.
But having like a little dog.
You know, it'd be funny if she had like the little eight-armed elephant like she's carrying
in her hand. Because, you know, we have those in this universe.
Well, it'd be like a toy.
Okay.
Like, Tinkerbell Ganesha or whatever the fuck it's
Vishnu.
Called.
Vishnu.
I think it's Ganesha. Vishnu's
like
a god.
There's like 10 or 11 different ones or more.
Anyway.
Multiple armed beings.
Great way to start. He's about to die.
Bombay.
I'm
Hilton.
Sick.
That girl's probably going
to what would she
to
say
podcast.
Instead of that's hot? What would be her catchphrase?
That's spicy.
That's crowded.
That's crowded. What is that?
That's sandy.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a holy
anyway,
cow.
That's spicy. That's good.
That's spicy.
That's sacred.
Wow,
that's
funny.
Sacred.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's it. Show's done.
That's what she would say about her cheeseburger.
No.
What?
Sacred cow.
Sacred cow.
Oh, boy.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
A couple people have died. Yeah.
Several.
Several people.
Oh, yeah.
Sagan Hussein.
Yes, Sagan Hussein.
The Godfather of Soul. James Brown.
Godfather of Soul.
And Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah!
I got the day off for that fucker. I don't care.
Yeah,
somebody's daughter just committed suicide, too. Some celebrity.
Hulk Hogan? Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Hulk
Hogan.
Not Brooke.
No.
Burt Bacharach's.
Burt Bacharach's daughter?
Yeah, dead.
Why?
He's not even a celebrity to me.
Okay, fine.
Not anymore.
He's gone. Well, she's gone.
Yeah. Why?
Sorry, I just broke that news. He's dead, too.
Is he really?
By the way.
Is
he crushed his head in a friggin' piano.
Yeah. Wow.
Elvis Costello found him dead.
Wow. What I do you dead. Get when your daughter dies?
Wow. Derek and I are on the exact same page tonight.
But he's from the Willy Wonka thing? Is he the one that made the Willy Wonka song? Is that what you're referring to?
No, what are you talking about?
You know, in Willy Wonka when...
Way to put a stick in the spokes.
I'm sorry, man. All right, forget it then. That's what it sounded like.
No, it was from the... Him and Elvis Costello did the scene in Austin Powers.
Yeah. Remember that with Heather Graham?
Austin Powers 2?
Yeah. What do you get when you...
No, he's probably never really even seen the second one. He only
I'm sure I have.
I've
seen the second one numerous times.
Right, well, he was on the first one. What was the song on the
first
one?
Yeah, I don't remember. I have only seen the first one a couple times.
Yeah, it's when they're doing the big date.
Yeah, what's the song, though? It's a very famous song. I just can't think of it.
I don't know. His
fuck.
That was probably the song she was playing as she was sitting there killing herself.
Remember?
Wow.
Wow. How'd she do it?
Hey, if I can't be funny, I'll be mean.
Maybe she hanged herself.
She was trying to intimidate like that little kid who
that
just
little kid.
Yeah.
How old was he?
Saddam Hussein, the nine
very,
or something?
Very tragic story.
I hope so.
Hilarious.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
That was from the bottom of my bowl, Zach.
Which you want to get into that now or you want to do it later?
What was that?
The kid who imitated Saddam Hussein.
Oh, let's just hit that. We'll hit that now.
Might as well hit it.
Well, we all know what happened.
I don't know anything about it, so I can just make fun of it. Go ahead.
And we actually have audio. Mm-hmm.
This bright-eyed 10-year-old was described as happy
bright-eyed.
And inquisitive.
Retarded.
I doubt
family
it.
Members say the fifth grader was curious about everything, even death. That's why Sergio Pellico's uncle didn't think
killer.
Anything when the boy asked about Saddam Hussein's execution.
And he asked, if that's how people kill themselves. He answered to Sergio, yes, that's how you kill people, but because he was a bad
good
person.
Answer.
But tragically, good answer. The boy decided to copy what he saw on TV.
Why?
How did he even get access to, or tie, something that could actually kill him? You have to tie a
the
rope
internet, dude.
Properly.
The internet, dude.
Well, first of all, how old was he? Like, 8?
He's 10.
You think he researched 10? It?
10 years old.
He actually, you know what? He was probably pretty smart.
Well,
honestly.
He saw this on TV with his whoever the hell it was.
His father, probably.
And he asked why that happened, and the father said because he was bad.
It's probably not a good idea to show that to an 8-year-old.
And then,
that's
kind
of the point of the story. Yeah.
And then later that night, he didn't eat all his freaking tater tots or something. He said he was bad, and he decided to kill
him. Wow.
Right, there's his
dictator tots.
Wow.
But did it?
He didn't eat all his... He didn't eat all his asparagus.
I've used that before, so it's not quite as funny to me as it was the first time I said it.
Derek is all over the place.
Did it say he accidentally hung himself, though?
That's I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Derek's still going.
Uh-oh.
Of my horrible puns,
Here
or whatever
we go.
You would call them.
Shit. His puns.
Well, this was his reaction to Bombay Hilton the other night.
He's on the floor.
Look at the Dyer crying.
And Carly was just sitting there with this grimace on her face. She's like, it's not really funny, Derek.
Carly hates puns for some
I know.
Reason. She hates them.
Is that a pun, really? What would you call that?
Yeah, it's a pun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a play on words.
It was very punny, though.
It was good.
Dictator.
All right, what's the rest of this story?
All right.
Police say he tied a slip knot around his neck while on a bunk bed
slip,
in his family's
obviously.
Houston apartment.
Bunk bed.
The whole band?
Family members say he was upset he didn't get a Christmas gift from his father.
Oh, shit.
But they don't believe he intentionally killed himself.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
he doesn't have any words to say what really happened, but he really just wants to send a message out to the parents to watch their kids. Don't show them the news.
Experts stress parents must monitor what their children watch.
Is that Robin
TV.
Williams?
Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Hey, so your kid hung himself. Isn't that funny? I think that's funny.
No, the thing is, as he's saying this, they're saying monitor what your kid's watching. Robin Williams pops up. Your kid should be watching that shit. That hacky douche.
Wait, what was that? That was Robin Williamson?
Williamson.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's like Andy Griffiths.
Yeah. Andy.
Is again a fine line
Dr. Robin Williams.
The libertarian point of view, the right to know, knowledge for the sake of knowledge, and social responsibility.
Instead of celebrating the new year together, the boy's family is now trying to put together enough money to send Sergio's body to Guatemala for burial. Sandy Kozel, the Associated Press.
Where do they live?
In Houston.
So why are they sending it to Guatemala?
Because I guess the rest of his family is in Guatemala. They're going to bury him in Guatemala.
That's what Mexicans do.
That's what they do.
They send him back home, huh? After they die? They can't go home before they die?
Exactly.
There's
gotta come
like,
here and bleed the system.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you have to show Matt that guy in China.
Well, that's disgusting.
God,
that's
thing.
It.
What?
You're gonna be so appalled when you
we'll
say
that.
Later.
But
there's plenty of like sideshow and like circus people in Houston. Why don't they just shoot them out of a fucking cannon to get them to Guatemala
shoot back across the border?
Yeah. Well,
it probably costs too much money.
I mean, Houston's not that far from the border. Why don't they just walk them there?
Yeah, I know, right?
Hand it to a border guard.
No, it's Guatemala, not Mexico.
In a pine box, just hand it to him. Like, can you send this to his father?
You can just sail.
I was going to Guatemala.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Shoot him in a
fucking sail. He'll get there eventually.
Well, maybe he should get James Brown's driver to get there.
He could pick
How
up
sad
his
was
flight.
That?
He didn't
That's
have enough
terrible.
Money to get the plane.
I mean, as
flight.
Much as I don't really care about
Was it that he
James
didn't
Brown?
Have enough money? Or he
Impossible.
Just, they just
That's
get
not
a
possible.
Flight.
He just did something like last year. Didn't he come out during a music awards? He had to get paid like $1 million
just
to
probably,
be there.
Probably. The last show that I know he did was the one he did the show in Count Basie.
Okay.
A couple
that was
days
his
like
last
the
show?
Beginning. Yeah, that's sad, yeah. isn't it? That
but I'm like, I'm talking like he just did something huge. Like somebody was covering one of his songs during an award ceremony, and all of a sudden he just came out at the end of it. You don't remember that?
I think I remember.
It was last year,
about.
I think.
It was the Jimmy Fallon thing.
Was it? Was
yeah,
that?
He was doing all the invitations of all the songs.
That was it, yeah.
And he
was
doing
that
was James
a couple
He's like, I can't do this anymore. And then James Brown came out. And he didn't die at that point.
He wasn't dead yet. He might have been.
I thought he was gonna.
He could have been electronically animated.
Physically, he was alive.
How did he die again? Heart attack?
I heard a couple. Yeah,
sleep apnea?
It was sleep apnea. I wish.
It was
ammonia, I heard. That's what I was told.
Ammonia? Was he breathing it in?
Pneumonia. What
breathing
is
that? In piss?
Pneumonia.
I meant pneumonia.
Yeah.
I said
yeah,
ammonia.
He died of pneumonia. Yeah.
I thought it was a heart failure.
So he had AIDS then?
No, I heard about pneumonia.
I heard it was heart failure from
What did Eric
drugs.
Say? The nurse came in. She was like, get up! Get on up! And
he didn't.
So he had AIDS? Like, who the hell dies of pneumonia?
No,
anymore?
I don't
It's a dead man's
But he was, well, how old was he? 70-something?
Oh, he was he was up there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably well, that's why.
I feel died. HIV positive.
Wow.
He didn't have AIDS.
Gerald Ford died from,
he wishes that
from
he
pneumonia,
did.
Too.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's what he was battling certain things, and then he got pneumonia.
He was also 93.
He was 93.
He was the oldest living president.
Oh, my God.
He was the oldest living president.
He was probably the oldest living American.
Jesus Christ. And the strongest working man in show business and the oldest living president died the same week.
Well, that's true.
Damn.
Somebody else died, didn't they? Who else died?
Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yeah, Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam
he
Hussein.
Died on.
And what? That little boy in Houston.
Great.
A whole bunch of other people. Well, and then Burt Bacharach's
daughter
died tonight.
Lots of death. It doesn't stop. Like, you'd figure, like, the main, like, major celebrity deaths, they would, like, kind of, like, you know, every now and then it would just pick up. But it just seems to be a constant thing. Like, you know, they're just dead.
Ever since John Ritter and Johnny Cash, it's been all downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Gonny Cash I woke and Don Ritter.
Wow. It's Pun City today.
Really, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember I woke up that day, and there was a big news thing, and it had John Ritter's face, and it had the dates. I was like, oh, John Ritter died. That sucks.
Either he got arrested for child porn
or
he's
The very
dead.
Next
yeah,
one was
true.
Johnny Cash died.
Like, what
I was
the
like,
fuck?
Motherfucker.
I know.
I put on child porn.
It was like a slap in the face and then a kick to the groin.
You put on what?
What was those shitty kids movies you put out in the 90s?
Oh.
With the,
Problem Child.
Problem
yes.
Child.
Oh, yeah. God. I was like, Johnny Cash?
No, I'm like, no, John Ritter. I put those
Let me tell you about Quaaludes.
I had the Problem Child, definitely.
The Quaalude Kid.
Wow.
You ever shoot a man in Reno?
Watch him die.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, wait. Good bring up.
Good
you
know, bring,
you
bring
up.
Fuck
good,
off.
Good,
have you seen
good grammar.
Good radio slang.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
I told you I can't speak English right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Geico commercial with Peter Graves in it?
No.
No? You haven't seen that one?
No. Wait.
Peter Graves is the guy who played the pilot in an airplane.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead for the longest time, and I saw this commercial. I was like,
oh, yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit, he's alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was shitting my brains.
That's who that guy is. I knew him from a movie.
Okay.
Because he has a really cool voice.
Cause because she'll be like saying something, and he's like, and then I put on some tangerine lip gloss, and it's like,
and answer the door.
Yeah.
It's on the way.
I just wanted to bring that up
because a good commercial.
You brought that up because it was like, I was like, I thought that guy was dead when I saw that. I was like,
I actually
like
the Geico caveman ones. Yes. Those are
like
funny.
Like, yeah, like when he passes the sign. Just a look on his face. He's so pissed.
I like the one where he's in the therapist's office.
Yes.
He's like looking like, you know, depressed and like sad.
His mother calls.
Well, what if
Patrin?
What if it was so easy a therapist could do it? She's like, that just wouldn't make sense to me.
Why? Because we're stupid.
Seriously, I think that guy really is a caveman.
It's good enough for
and
me.
Thought him out, and you know, you want to do a commercial? Okay,
you got a fur brow.
Hey, how come there's two? Now there's one. What happened to the other one?
I don't know. I guess they figured it didn't fly with two.
He wasn't getting paid enough.
I don't really know.
Oh man, lots of death.
All right, what's this guy from China?
Matt has a hard on for deformities.
He really does.
Such as the double headed twins.
The thing is, you have to explain to him what he
see those again.
The double. Whoops. Ew, what?
I didn't say that.
I don't have it up, so I'm going to have to find it.
You might see some disgusting porn on the way as he's searching, closing out windows.
What's like that, Derek?
This? Fark.com?
Aristocratsnews.com? I thought that's what it was called.
Yeah,
what about DerekDownloaded.com? Did that go down yet?
Well, I can't get on Prep Burger.
Oh, for Aristocrats Radio.
Kindly.
I love how we bring up these stupid friggin' websites and...
You know what? You're not seeing the deformed Chinese guy then.
I saw the picture already, dude.
Yeah, well, Matt's not going to see it.
I can't even imagine.
No, you can't. Because what was the story? At 4 years old, he thought he had a pimple. And
he just neglected it.
Is this one of those situations where like they allow a tumor to grow like this to the size of like an elephant?
It's not like
and
the
they
guy...
can't walk, and they're like, well, we might as well do something about this now since the guy is immobilized.
It's not like the guy in Kingsburg who's got the half a purple big face.
Oh god,
Pigman. That's what I used to call
him. The Pigman. No, this is worse.
Or as one of our friends. So kindly referred to him as, hey, you see the guy with elephantitis in the face? And I was like, no, but my friend Megan is in there, and if she does, there's going to be a problem.
You just brought it local for everybody.
Anyway.
I'll find it over the break.
Yeah. You broke down that sixth wall.
Yeah. Sixth wall.
Mentioning people that you know. That's the sixth wall, right?
Like, he didn't say the full name. Come on.
No.
He didn't.
I have to really...
Mr. Black.
Person A came up to me and said...
Variable A.
From now on, should I just only insert people who have been on the podcast into the situation?
No, because they don't want to be talked about either.
Here's something I was thinking about. I don't want to forget it.
Oh. Yeah.
I was at the bar last night.
Oh, no, really?
With Matt. Okay. And I was thinking about... To myself, I was thinking about names of, like, drinks. And for some reason, Irish Car Bomb came into my head.
Okay.
And I've always thought that was a really funny name because you think about, like, Irish Car Bomb.
Yes.
Like, if you really think about it, it's like a serious thing, you know, mm-hmm. like obviously that's ruined a lot
IRA.
Of lives.
What about the Katrina?
So I was thinking about
the
World Trade Center. Like what would the drink be?
A drink would be like two tall glasses. With like a little straw with
on
an
the bottom and you have to suck it down. Or you gotta like drop a shot in it, like a tall Pilsner glass.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
And you gotta drink it really quick.
Yeah.
No, you have to stand 50 feet away and throw your shot at the glass.
And then lick it off the bar.
Wow.
Hard.
And then you gotta find all the pieces of the glass and put them together to identify it.
Yeah.
And then you have to notify all the glasses family.
Wow.
You have to notify all the patrons.
So I guess what has it been? 5 years? It's finally funny?
It sits on top of a small cake that you have to eat to a certain square.
What? I don't even understand that.
And it never gets rebuilt for 5 years and still talking about it?
No, it was funny the next night at the diner, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Wasn't it? There were jokes being cracked about it already.
November 12th? September 12th?
Yeah, Craig and Eric.
The next night.
That's right, yeah. Didn't Eric say something?
Oh,
Craig got upset at Eric.
Oh, Craig got upset at Eric.
Eric was making jokes, and Craig said, dude, Pearl Harbor is just now funny.
Ding, 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 ding. You just got it right
That's
there.
Right.
Eric was the one who made a joke about it. Duh. Captain Heartless just made a joke.
Captain Heartless.
Because he's Jewish.
Who's old fucking Tin Man.
Wow.
He looks like the Tin Man now. Before he looked like the bloated Tin Man.
Thin Man.
Yeah.
The Tin Man.
Like if the Tin Man had a bomb in his stomach.
There was a... Didn't you guys once talk about the Katrina? the drink that they were making. It had a picture of the Doppler on the the bottle. You ever heard about this?
No.
Yeah, the Katrina.
They just keep pouring it down your mouth. You can't not drink. You just like
a funnel effect.
Yeah, it's
Eric
kind of like
was
a beer
talking
b-
about
b-
how
bomb.
he would be obnoxious.
They pour it inside
when
a gingerbread house. And you have to open the door and drink it.
Like in a fishbowl.
I would like a Katrina. Somebody order me a Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, and you got to drink it out of a fishbowl and a little friggin'. Oh, that would be great. Gingerbread house.
Just a whole lot of drink.
Well, there's
made in like a really weak glass. The drink. Dissolving glass.
The drink could have a little human shaped fudge in it. Like,
there's a couple of them floating on the roof.
Human shaped fudge.
Fucking nuts.
And they spell help us out of like candy drops on the roof.
Oh my god.
That one got Carly.
Hurricane Katrina, still funny over a year later.
Oh boy.
Nothing better.
It'll
than,
never not
than,
be funny if
than
you ask
racist
me.
Weather.
Racist weather.
It's just that was good. That was good. Oh my god. It's a You got drink a
Oh man.
Let's just call it Hurricane Hitler.
No, no. We're tracking this storm. It seems to have one ball. We don't understand why.
And it likes painting and vegetarianism.
Hurricane what? David Duke.
Wow.
And wait,
Hurricane Dicka.
Who's the guy from Howard Stern? The guy that would call in and be like, "Wake up, white people." What the fuck's that guy's name?
Sorry, I don't listen to
I don't I don't listen to CERN either.
I don't really either.
Or
it was
how
a
about
long time
how about
ago.
A decent yeah, sure. How about a decent probably like a dessert? Would be the Houston it'd be like a dessert the size of the Houston Astrodome.
Or just in the shape
just
of it.
Would covered with like fog. With like how he said, would fudge people all in it, sweating and just covered in molasses,
killing each other.
A really moist cake, like a big like
a bundt
stadium
cake with fudge
shape.
In the
yeah,
middle.
There you go.
And you can't eat it just as once. It's got to be cooked and made at the beginning of the day, and it's got to be eaten by the end of the day because it's got to just sit there in the sun and just get bad.
On behalf of our African American listeners,
really
I apologize.
Wow.
Sorry, Carl.
I don't apologize for Vaughn, however.
Okay.
What did I do?
All complaints can be directed to Vaughn.
What's your email, Vaughn?
Care of Vaughn. Call. No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I'm trying to think of other disasters. And
oh, there's been plenty.
Racist
Titanic.
Weather.
Have you seen the Titanic? Have you guys seen that float that they made? For the kids' ride?
Oh, yeah, the kids' ride. We talked about that before.
Are you serious? The Titanic
kids'
ride?
It's a slide. It's half a ship coming up,
oh
and you go
God.
On the top
no!
and you slide down.
Yeah.
Wait, where is this?
It was at like
kids' party
a fair, like St. Mary's Fair.
You can't be serious.
I'm very serious.
That is the awesomest thing
They're
I've ever heard.
Shitting on the watery cold graves.
You can rent it.
Hundreds of people. I love it.
You can rent it. It's a rentable like party float.
That
They're
going to
have like World Trade Center like collapsible rides.
Like gonna be like a free fall ride,
like the Tower of Terror.
Yeah,
50 years.
The Towers
you
of Terror.
And a friend.
Yeah,
yeah. Like one drops first, then the other one like right after it or something. Yeah,
give it another 50 years, we'll have that. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be fine. Don't evacuate.
A free fall, perfect.
The one thing I want to see is like a Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Like the Hindenburg.
Zeppelin. Sorry.
Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg.
Yeah, like the Hindenburg ride. Like it's a boat ride. Just start, get a whole bunch of kids in it, start it on fire, try to get them out as fast as possible.
Yeah, blows up in fucking flames.
It only works once.
Let's not even try. Just actually set the ride on fire.
It only works once.
Let's just randomly engulf children in flames and save us time and money.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we wouldn't have to worry about overpopulation.
Well, let's see. There was the tsunami. I mean, you know, that, like, you can only do so much with that when, like, 250,000 people die in a week.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's just deadly. And I enjoyed it.
Wow.
Hey, that you know,
I was keeping track of the body count. Is that morbid?
He was.
Yes.
Is that morbid?
Yes. He was like,
I was like
texting
every
me
day,
with it.
Well,
oh, I don't have a phone.
I was informing him, though.
Another awful Eric thing that he did. The tsunami happened like right before New Year's.
Oh, yes.
And we're watching the New Year's show.
Oh,
and
right.
It was like, they had like Australia and Germany. And Eric went, Bombay. Is it Bombay?
Singapore.
No, Singapore.
Like Singapore.
Now, the tsunami Bombay Hilton was the thing that almost killed that model, right? That, like, broke her back.
Yeah. And that's the only person you ever heard about.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously.
Exactly.
Or the people whose videos were found in it, put up on like, ABC
News. Yeah, every single, like...
Like, rich tourist.
Yeah, in Thailand, which is, like, probably 90% Jewish. Like, seriously, who vacations in Thailand?
I know.
Sex perverts who Kitty vacation porn. In
pretty much, yeah.
Thailand.
Eric Rosenbaum was in Thailand and caught this footage of the tsunami.
There's a 0.025% chance that it's going to be someone Jewish there, and it happens to be. There's a reason for that.
Oh, my God.
But, that was Petronemkova, and her boyfriend died. I didn't feel
see
sorry
later.
For her.
No, I don't either. Sorry.
The thing is, I was expecting to, on New Year's when we were here. Oh, Happy New Year's, everybody, since we're...
Happy New Year, I guess.
We're starting this in the beginning of the year. If this ever gets published. I was expecting Eric to make a comment when we were watching the countdown with Dick Clark.
Oh, God. Dead
Clark. He made nothing. He didn't say a word.
Dick Clark was off by 3 seconds the whole
he really
countdown.
Was. Oh,
he was. Yeah. He was like, 13, 12, 8.
And then it's this.
He's... Five.
That is still haunting. The image of his face still haunts
one.
Me. Because he's like,
but he sped
over
up
to you,
as he was
Ryan.
Doing it. He was developmentally delayed.
I thought maybe it was like a recording of him, and then they...
No.
But he caught himself up.
Yeah.
Like was everyone's at, like, 10, 9. He's like, 13,
he
must have
heard
12.
Well, he might have been on a delay, and then
no,
maybe
but then
like
he caught
watching
up.
It. Yeah, he sped up. Like, he was going, like...
They were at like 2, and he was like, 4, 2,
2.
Happy New Year!
Well, I guess they figure every year now is going to be his last one, so they might as well
drag him out.
I think he really is dead. They're just shocking his body.
Yeah, electronically animating
him.
Yeah.
They probably put him in suspended animation.
Perfect.
Like, no,
tag him in a locker somewhere in the studio.
You only see the
floating
front of,
in a giant like
with
pool.
Hitler's cryogenically like frozen brain.
Of course.
There's like electrodes in the back of his head, and his wife is controlling with a remote control, and like there's a speaker up to it. And he's like,
he's like a what's it called? The marionette.
1974.
I used to look good up until 3 years ago when I got a heart attack.
I can safely say I've always hated that guy. For
really?
Whatever reason, I just never liked him.
But he's America's oldest teenager.
I never had
America's deadest teenager.
I never really had an opinion about
him. Well, he's got one body in the grave.
One body.
Half a body in the grave. Half a face in the grave.
I think Matt will appreciate this when Derek was perusing the news before. Apparently they're enlarging the size of mannequin breasts.
Yeah.
To accommodate all plastic surgery, you know.
Ridiculous.
Well,
plastic surgery.
That, I think they're changing mannequin body shapes altogether to fit like a more like a
like
non
actual person.
Yeah, like an actual person's body.
I like that.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I always hate like really weird looking or I always hate mannequins with no heads. I was bothered.
Yeah, that does, right? It makes you think it's Silence of the Lambs or something. Right?
I know. You're just like walking through. It's just like necks coming out of clothes.
Well, they're also like they're also gray too. So like, I guess that prevents like anybody from determining like, well, that's a black
well, unless
mannequin.
You go to Kohl's and then they have a little girl in a wheelchair, a mannequin
wow.
in a wheelchair.
That's
what?
Right.
Really?
That's
yes.
Right.
Wait, is Kohl's you also
that's
the one that's got
right.
the
I had
Joker
polio.
Face ones?
The Joker face one? I don't
they're
know.
They're all the big fucking smiles.
I have
yes.
No idea.
Have you ever seen those?
Oh, that's creepy.
They got like
creepy.
Humongous smiles on them. They look
the
like they went through
just
the
creepy
they
Cheshire
like,
cat.
They would look like they were sculpted by like the Joker. Like in,
yes.
you know, in the. In
oh,
the
yeah,
the,
it's, I get it. It's a little scary.
Yeah, we
so
heard of Batman.
What is this Batman
that you speak of?
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
Dickhead. I've never seen a. What would be the purpose of having a mannequin in a wheelchair?
To give him all the rights. Look, mommy, her legs don't move.
It's just stupid. And if you look in like a Kmart catalog, like girls in like leg braces.
Yeah.
Oh, I see
what?
That. Yeah, that's fucked up.
What's the point of that?
A quadriplegic, you know?
I don't know.
A guy
I gotta
with no
show
arms.
Off the latest spring fashion
amputees.
With a quadriplegic.
Are they trying to act like they have feelings too, or
yes.
something?
Yes,
I know.
Yes, you know the
like, they have
why
to
do you
represented.
Have why do you have girls in leg braces? Oh, we didn't even know because we don't look at people like that. Yeah.
What's up with that dark one?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's black? I thought she was just
it's not
person.
Like she was black or anything.
Yeah. She ain't wearing a yarmulke, is she?
Nah, too bad.
Hell, we get it off the pages.
All right, what's are we going to actually read this or is it
yep. Shop mannequins with 40-inch double D breasts have been selling thick
fucking
and fast
Pamela
across America the
Anderson
last year.
Titties.
A name just caught my eye. Mike Wang. Has something to say about it.
Mike Wang?
That's probably made up. Like, dude. Well,
this
Mike
is
Wang.
Actually from United...
Kingdom?
Yeah, whatever. London.
Yeah, well, because they just recently took a poll and like the average breast size has increased over the past 10 years.
Mainly because
so
of
bad
chicken
eating.
And
recombinant...
Also, they said implants.
Implants, yeah.
Titties?
Yeah, there's been a plastic surgery boom.
The plastic tits.
I wonder what mannequin teeth are like in England.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Teeth. They're real teeth.
Terrible.
Yeah,
they're actually
they
real
take
nice
the
teeth.
Falling out teeth from the
they hit them with a wrench
from the dentist office, and they give them to the mannequins.
I gotta pee. The realistic looking mannequins with unrealistic looking breasts sell between 66 pounds for the cheapest models, around to 150 pounds, and can have realistic silicone nipples added.
What?
Now this is that's just
so know. Wait, sex perverts are just running through these
exactly.
places stealing them.
It's like,
did you hear about that one guy?
No,
he was stealing. It was in England actually, but it was before I read about this. I was reading, and the guy was just he would break into windows and he'd steal the he'd steal the mannequins because he had
that's
what it was that's what his fetish was.
Creepy
to have sex with this, you know. He got aroused by mannequins, and the way they found him, he was on parole originally for it.
What
for stealing them? He was on parole for
that's
it,
just
and
sad.
They found him in the alleyway on the other side. The window was broken, and they found him with three scantily clad mannequins just standing there, like looking at them. And that's how the cops went.
Which one?
That would make me retire on the spot if I was a cop. Like, yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah, that's enough.
Clocking out. Fuck this.
Yeah, but honestly, if the guy wants to steal mannequins, who cares? And fuck them. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
I've considered it.
Well, just buy one.
Well, in
buy one.
Was it in Japan? It's a big thing to buy. Like
they have realistic vaginas now. For Christ's sake, you don't even need the whole woman. You just need that little tiny little.
What is it? Because the Japanese man is so fucking, it's so fucking awkward with women. You know, they're so like the Japanese men are so awkward with women that they actually buy.
Oh yeah,
they actually spend
their
money on anime dolls that look. They're about the normal size of normal dolls, but they look like anime figures.
Yeah,
and they live in concubine with those things. And there's also like. What, like maid cafes, too? I don't know if you heard about those.
Yeah.
I got to go to Japan.
It's just girls dressed in maid outfits. Servicing their... Well, not servicing them, but you know what I mean? Like,
Thailand.
Taking care of them.
Says here, breast augmentation surgery has increased by 700% in America in the last 10 years.
And the bad part is this show's going to get posted, and that douchebag from China is going to... Japan, where the fuck he is, he's going to bash me because I fucking all said this shit. Oh, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about? You're funny. You cocksucker. I fucking hate that douchebag.
No, wait. Wow. Last time we did this, you weren't offended.
Yeah, he's like, no, I don't care.
No, you don't
like, bother me.
You know
he's
what?
Let
no.
it brood for
no.
the last few weeks now,
no.
and he's
no.
established that
no.
he hates
the
him.
The last time he freaking posted a thing on our comments, right? He totally bashed me about rules. Fucking douchebag. Rules online.
You're
fucking bullshit. I can't speak English.
Why
the fuck do
you
think I'm going to write
that
it?
Too.
Yeah.
What, yeah, you won't even answer
Vaughn.
My...
Yeah, because you sent me a text message like, what you do? I'm like, fuck him.
You're speaking derisively about the only person who listens to this fucking show. Stop.
Fuck him.
I actually just got us another listener.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh,
somebody.
Two.
Lumi?
No, it's like somebody... Yeah, I wish.
No, I can't listen. No,
it's a kid.
It's forbade in my country.
I will listen next week. I promise.
I must delete file because my daddy said not in Koran.
Koran.
Koran. Wait,
yeah.
What? I know, but
she'll never hear this. Who cares?
Oh yeah, who cares? Anyway, so I got ourselves another fan. Oh, it's just a kid that plays Mortal Kombat. Yeah,
Mortal Kombat.
Still
building bridges with MK, man. It'll never stop.
Hey, yeah, what was up with that? What is it? That last YouTube video you put up with no sound.
Which one was that?
The one with Noob Saibot?
Noob Saibot?
Whatever.
Noob Saibot.
Noob
Saibot. I can't speak English. Who fucking cares?
Noob Hussein?
Noob Hussein?
Noob Saibot.
What was up with the no sound?
I recorded with no sound to keep the frame rate higher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
Noob Hussein. I like that.
I thought you were still pissed about that other
thing. That's pretty good. Well, what's Hussein backwards?
Yes, Sue. No, but they'll just black out his image, so that way people won't...
I forgot about that. You do your backwards thing.
Yeah. He's like that really hot girl that
But I'm not.
Yeah.
No, you're pretty hot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a girl.
Steve, right. Do you have to see the word, or...?
No,
I just picture it in my head and then
visualizing.
Do it real quick.
So, like, Christmas.
I'm on the spot now. Samtsirk.
Samtsirk.
Yeah. Oh, see, but he has his own like ways of forming the letters. Like rather than like if there's a consonant, before the word that you you wouldn't naturally pronounce it with another letter, he will.
Yeah.
He'll try his best to get it, whereas like this other girl will just like say the letter and then the rest of the word without it actually being part of the word.
So you say it as if it were an actual word.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like bath, she would say H-tab.
Yeah, like if you...
She would say a tab. She would say H-tab. Oh. Things like that. Yeah, but she has another format, but she does it like almost instantly upon seeing the word. She just reads it backwards.
I'm a cunning linguist.
I guess so.
A cunning linguist.
Yeah, but she's actually really creamy. Hot.
And my favorite one, Dunkin' Donuts.
Stunod.
Nick Nuts, Stunod.
Well, I do the whole... I do completely. Yeah. I flip it around, you know.
Nick Nuts, Stunod.
Well, there was a guy that I used to wrestle with.
This is so gay. I hate this for whatever reason.
Oh, can stop.
It was a good indie gimmick, man. It was over.
It was homophobic. Unbelievable. He was more over in one night than I ever was in my entire career.
Some slob who worked at Dunkin' Donuts dressed up as a guy working at Dunkin' Donuts and wrestled.
No,
and
you have to understand the story behind it. Okay,
first off, the guy came out.
His name was Joey Brickhouse. That was his wrestling
That's
gimmick.
Better.
Okay, no, it's terrible. Now,
it's a wheel gimmick.
He was like 6'3", maybe 260. So he was a pretty decent sized fella.
Yeah.
And he had no training or anything. So he was going out for a battle royal. Pretty much, like Shock.
No, I'm saying shocking. He
was going out as Joey Brickhouse wearing cutoff. He was basically what Derek wore for his first real wrestling match. So he was just wearing a black t-shirt, black jean shorts, black shoes, knee pads, and he had biker gloves. Okay, that was the only difference between him and Derek. And he didn't have
a
Dickie shirt. So, so this other dude that is back there says, he's like, yeah, you're not going out there like that, are you?
He's
like, why? What do you mean? And he's like, come on, dude. He's like, you look ridiculous. And he's like, well, what else am I going to do? And he's like, wait a minute. You work at Dunkin' Donuts, don't you? He's like, yeah. And he's like, do you have the uniform with you? He's like, it's on the car. Why? Oh, no. You know, he's like, put it on. and the guy literally like scared him into wearing the Dunkin' Donuts uniform. And he came out. He only lived like maybe 20 minutes from the place. Not even 10 minutes. And he went to the Dunkin' Donuts, got a box, and he went out for the Rumble. And the kids loved him. I couldn't believe it. I was so jealous because this guy was over.
Because he had donuts?
He's handing out donuts.
This guy was
kids,
so over for going out as Nick. Well, he was Dunkin' Stunod. It was supposed to be like Stunod, you know. Like, but, you know, he went with the gimmick. He had the full uniform on and the hat. And then he turned into the doink of Dunkin' Donuts clerks. He became the evil donut clerk. And he would come out with a box. And he would throw it, like, he would hold the donut in front of the kid and then throw it on the ground and step on it. And I thought that was brilliant. What a great heel turn. And then everybody hated him.
Yeah, until Dunkin' Donuts realized he was wearing his uniform outside.
And sued his fat ass.
For all the $50 he made.
Actually,
12
not
shows.
Even. He probably
it's funny because he did work for like a law office. So,
really?
$50.
So he knew full aware.
Yeah, he knew. But I thought that was a great indie gimmick.
Well, we're gonna take a break, but
we've got almost 40 minutes.
I know.
Wow.
My good story. It's not good, but it was kind of like my mistake. We were doing the battle royal or whatever.
Uh-oh.
And we're all like huddled in the back, waiting to go out there announcing everybody. And somebody goes, they said like, is this somebody's first time? Has everyone been there? I said, yeah, it's my first time. And Matt was just like, oh, no. Why'd you say that?
And then
found out.
And then
I just hear, fresh meat! This kid!
That was probably 911.
I forgot who it was, but it wasn't 911.
Fresh
he wasn't
meat.
Part of the
Well, he was back there, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't. He was too busy beating up his kids. Down! Pretty much. But, yeah, I got...
Sit down!
I got slapped very hard a lot.
Yeah, lots
of
chops.
I managed to avoid a lot of them, though.
Yeah, I was actually watching you because I knew people were going to be blasting on you. That was at the...
That was at the...
Brick.
Brick, yeah.
Yeah, Brick. And we wanted to brawl up into the bleachers, and then neither one of us did.
I know.
We were like, that would have been
And we tried to get Will out, but Will...
Yeah,
didn't want to go out, so he purposely like he was physically like not going with it.
Like, yeah,
making us look like I'd flip him over and he'd just grab like the turnbuckle and like wiggle it back in.
We have it on
tape.
And
it would just look terrible. And I was like, dude, go over. No, I'm not going over.
We have it on tape. It does get to the point where I literally force him and just like take him like at the perfect leverage from his feet and just flip him over the ropes where he was like kind of teetering. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I just got rid of him. And then like somebody comes up from behind and threw me out right after. I didn't get to celebrate at all.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I went out pretty hard, but it didn't hurt, thank God.
Yeah, we all went out pretty much one after another
yeah.
in that situation.
What was his name? Michael Shaw.
Was he Michael? Yeah, he was Michael Shaw.
Isn't that a lot like Shawn Michaels?
Isn't that also?
It's from a movie. Okay, yeah, I'm Bulk Logan. Fucking idiot.
Isn't Michael Shaw also the real name of
Bastion Booger?
Aww.
And with that, we will take a break and be right
back. Trip to the Batcave.
This is the Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. We thought it was Weezer or like...
Drugs.
Violent Femmes.
Violent Femmes.
Yeah, I saw that. Actually, that just popped in my head because I don't know why or how. I must have been delusional or sick. I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch the other day.
Nice.
What the fuck?
Nice. That's the worst show ever. Holy shit.
I wouldn't know, dude.
You don't want to know.
Melissa
it's
Joan
the
Hart.
Biggest. Well, she's hot, but like, what a pile of shit! Like, terrible story writing, and it just like chugs along and doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
the
no,
stupid
really
fucking
bad.
Puppet cat.
Yeah, it's bad.
I hate that thing.
Who's the voice of the cat?
I have no idea.
It's somebody famous.
Is it really? Because I never could pinpoint who it could be.
Jesus,
Melissa Joan Hart.
He's probably Jewish.
Hopefully,
because he sounds very smarmy.
I don't know, man. I can't think that show. What was it like? Caroline Ray was in that shit.
Yeah.
Show?
And the other aunt's pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, the older one.
Helder or something like that.
That show just went on forever, and it just was like, what the fuck?
It just sucks.
ABC thinking.
Who's the hot chick up there?
What? Where?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Salem. What's the name of the cat?
Salem the cat. That's
Salem.
His name.
Where?
So, you see that's it? His name. Salem? They don't even give him credit.
No. Search for voice.
Unknown douche. In trivia.
Puppet. Salem?
Yeah.
Nick Baquet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's him.
What did he do?
Oh, that guy.
That guy, yeah.
King of Queens, Simpsons, Sabrina.
Yeah.
He's a voice guy?
Yeah, well, he's an actor.
No, he's an actor. He's done a lot of stuff.
Now that I just saw his face,
I don't
know
who it was.
Oh, he was in Sabrina the Animated Series as well.
Great.
Yeah, he played the cat. Big deal.
Guess what? He was the cat.
The cat.
They tried him out as Sabrina and it didn't work.
My webmaster for my site, Mike, who's been mentioned on the show before. No, I don't do any of that. He mentioned something about, speaking of voice acting, I don't know if it's for the CGI Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie that's coming out.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah. Okay. He mentioned something about voice acting by Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, she's supposed to be April.
And Patrick Stewart.
I don't know what he's doing. I think
Splinter.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
The only character I could possibly imagine him being is
Or
Splinter.
A new Shredder.
A new Shredder.
He's Casey Jones.
Yeah.
God.
That fucking British accent.
Remove your clothes. I'll hit you with my hockey stick.
Instantly. April, your clothes fell off instantly.
Let me search you with his hockey stick.
I've seen it all.
I've seen it all.
Yeah, what do we got? That's the old one.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't you have the poster? Poster right there? Mm-hmm. That was so cool.
Yeah, it was.
I was obsessed.
What, number three?
We both were. Uh-huh. Ninja Turtles.
Patrick Stewart. Max Winters?
Who's that?
Don't know.
Oh, is he actually going to be in it?
I guess he's just going to be a new character.
What are you looking at? IMDb?
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he's going to be
the voice for a greasy chef.
Who gives a fuck?
Are they putting in like a bunch of stupid fucking characters?
No, Kevin Smith will shill himself any way he can.
Chris Farley.
Chris Evans is Casey Jones. Don't even know who that is.
Chris Farley's not alive anymore.
I know.
It would be great if they reanimated his corpse and made him Casey Jones.
They should have just gotten Elias Brains. Cody to be the voice of Casey Jones.
I know.
Mako
awesome.
Is Master Splinter. Who's Mako?
Why did they just take the same goddamn characters to be using for the TV show now?
They
should have
got the what's his name? Corey Haimer. Where the
Corey Feldman?
Feldman?
Corey Feldman, yeah.
For Donatello? They should have.
Dead Junkie number two.
And the guys who did
Billy West is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The guys
Ren and Stimpy?
And
Futurama.
Everything. Futurama, Looney Tunes, you name it. He's done it.
Yeah.
What the hell's he going to be? Just some.
Probably everything.
Probably like Michelangelo.
Oh, true. He could be like Michelangelo.
No, but the guy who did Michelangelo and Leonardo for the three movies, I think the guy who did Leonardo also did it in the cartoon.
Yeah.
But the guy who did Michelangelo was really good. Now it just sounds like some corny kid for the one clip that they did. I don't know if they're actually going to keep that.
Well, I like how... Did you guys see the first trailer they did where it was
I
like...
I saw where they're running where around they're jumping, and then Michelangelo looked like falls, the old, talking over each other, falls in the dumpster.
It looked like the old the old comics.
Yeah.
What it looked like?
The old comics.
Dude. Their head shape and stuff.
Like what?
The whole thing looked like the old comics. All black and white and everything. Mm-hmm. And now you can see those the posters
see, like,
they're
what?
Putting out. What kind of a stand ball he is. And it's like everybody else looks all tough. It's fuck off.
Go ahead.
Everybody looks all tough, and then they got Michelangelo skateboarding in the tube. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, come on. Can't we just keep
I always
this?
Hated that. I always hated Michelangelo when they made him like the surfer
ultra,
dude, like
dude, what's up?
I always hated that. Never liked him. Even in the cartoon.
Like,
he was just
he was
annoying.
Always that.
Pizza. He wasn't like that in the comics.
No. They were
well,
none
the comics.
Like
they were cold-blooded killers.
No, they also like sliced Shredder's arm off.
Yeah.
The only thing that was in color was the blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
I remember. Do they have like a
like hard
Serena.
Graphic novel? Like,
yeah,
like
but Serena. You can't find them.
Really?
Get it.
You can't find them.
She goes to
like they're really hard to find. I've
DC
been trying to look for them.
DC Steep something Direct Connect plus
DC Connect.
Sure, I can find it on eBay.
Yeah, you'll probably pay
she
a pretty
just
penny for
find
it,
it for you.
Okay,
she can find anything. She's amazing.
I just got a bunch of whole like these really fucked
except the
up
boyfriend. Wow.
Whoa. Like
burn.
Yeah, we were talking about the usage of the word like.
Yeah,
and Matt, what was your synopsis of
the king of like
the word like in this show?
Well, like, what do you mean?
Like,
it's used far too frequently.
But who uses it the least?
I think Derek does.
Nice. Unlike his fucking fat power trip right now.
But.
He, like, doesn't use it.
It's
the only thing
Craig,
I have.
Craig barely used it at all.
Craig is very well worded.
He has
Craig is never
going to
be on the show again.
Yeah, Craig is very thought out individual.
He's methodical.
He doesn't say anything unless he
no surplus.
Really, yeah.
No surplus.
Will Craig ever be on the show again?
I don't know.
He couldn't make it today, but I think we penciled him in for next week.
Oh, there's next week.
Well,
Carly's actually taking over the show.
Okay.
Because I was lying in bed and I said, ah, fuck it. And she said, all right, I'll.
You know what?
Because I couldn't get up.
I'm gathering everybody.
Yeah.
Carly, I can't get up again.
You fat dick.
Derek, they're taking away supersizing. What?
Again? Wait, when did they bring it back? What the fuck?
He's
I
up
missed
and
it?
Dressed.
I don't get apple pies? Fuck this.
Apple
I'm rolling
pie
out
bonus.
Of bed.
And now they serve extra value meals with dessert rather than supersizing.
Oh, butter God. Up the doors. Let me out.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, that's good then because then me and Matt don't have to do a competing podcast show like we were going to do.
What was that?
Like we were going to buy all our own stuff. We were going to do our own show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was actually recommending that to Carly to break the show up into two different shows.
Yeah. Oh, two different brands, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
kinda
no.
Like, kind of like WWE, we'll make the ECW version of
exactly.
Of our show.
we'll be more extreme. We'll
be
a
watered-down former hardcore version of the show.
Well,
I'll get Eric on, and I just
we'll drop names.
Well, actually, I wanted to get Eric back. I wanted to bring back Derek, Eric, and Pat.
Well,
and then
because
there's
happen.
Too many fucking people that do this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't even keep track.
No, I know.
No, this is what, like... This is version 3.
That's version like 15.
It's,
are you
it's
kidding me?
Well, this
there's
is consistent,
been a
though.
Slow,
this is pretty consistent.
Gradual change.
Decline.
It was Derek, Eric, and Pat. Then it was Derek, Pat, and somebody else.
Carly or Steve.
It was Derek, Pat, and random person.
Yeah.
And then it was like one
mystery
it
tag
was like
partner.
One show with Vaughn, Pat, and Derek, and then no, and maybe Craig. Then there was one that had Eric. He came back and did that one show, the Whoring Yourself to Tito Santana. And
it was you, me, Craig.
That had
you, me,
five
Eric,
of us.
Craig. Yeah, it was
there were five of us. That was the turning point to bringing it to just Vaughn, Craig, and Derek.
Well, Pat showed
then
up.
Then I started doing more shows.
Yeah.
And
Craig
then
kinda disappeared
Craig
a
disappeared,
bit.
And Steve came on.
And Pat, well, Pat was here for the
but for one show,
he
didn't
Castle.
Say much, and
he
then
sat in
he
the
hasn't
back.
Done
he,
it since.
He was done a few
yeah,
years
he doesn't.
He said he doesn't want to do it unless it's Derek, Eric, and Pat.
Exactly.
And oh. Eric doesn't want to do it because we fart and shit too much.
Yes. So then Pat will never do the show again.
Exactly. So, because
the shitting and farting will never stop.
I wanted to bring back the original brand.
So I was like actually going to talk to you about that.
Oh, good.
What do you want to do? Like a Tuesday, Thursday show? Like they do with the Raw and...
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, you put the shows up.
Yeah, I know.
That's a problem.
We got two shows in purgatory right now.
They won't ever see that light of day. They're a month old. Who cares anymore?
Mm. My God.
If yeah. you ask nicely, yeah, Derek might
shows
send
that
them
I
to
want.
You. You're going to get them tonight.
No, you won't.
You're going to send them
that
to
That guy
yourself.
Is disgusting.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Ugh.
Let's talk about tumors, baby.
There was a...
it was a zit.
It was just a pimple.
Wow. His name is Yang Human. Barely. A 28-year-old man from central China. He thought he had a pimple on his face when he was four.
He Mom, didn't. What's this?
It grew bigger and bigger.
Now he has
over
a
the
face
past...
on his pimple.
Over the past 24 years, eventually covered his the entire left side of his face.
Holy shit.
He looks like he's made out of foam rubber.
Wait.
He looks like something out of like Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
like Labyrinth.
He looks like one of the gourds from Fraggle Rock.
Yes, that's it. Yep. I was trying to place it. He has the big bulbous nose.
Oh, God.
Nose.
Yeah, you're right.
I caught a flaggle.
I found a flaggle.
Woohoo! Unbelievable. So, but he got some sort of...
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Anyway, he kind of does look like that. Not
really,
exactly.
No, he does.
Can we get
he
a
knows.
Picture? Can we get a like?
Yeah, side by side.
What were they, the gourds?
I think they were called the gourds.
The
You're going to have
yeah.
to include maybe a...
Fraggle.
Rock.
Nah, I don't know. You might be able to find a screen cap on like a site dedicated to them.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
There we go.
A fan site what dedicated to them.
Are you sure they were called gourds?
I don't remember exactly, but I know they had. They were like, yeah, what's that up there?
School of Fraggle Rock, yeah.
Okay. Right, there we go.
Yeah,
that's him. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He is the gourd.
That's fucking terrible. But I don't remember them being so humanly proportioned.
Right? Well, no, that's a...
that's I know, it's a dude wearing a superimposed... Gourd.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
School of Fraggle Rock.
Can we find one?
What are you doing?
He's.
Oh, my God. He was enjoying that way too much.
I All think right. Vaughn just shit his pants. He just farted in the mic and left.
He sharted.
He's like, I ain't talking over him anymore. I'm just going to tear her ass.
I'm going to make them stop talking.
So, anyway, yeah, he is
right,
the...
What
else
oh!
Yeah. That's...
All right, that was a pretty good shot there.
That was.
His face is his face is on the lower half. His entire face is on the lower half of his head.
I think his head is hanging. I think he has his head down a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's looking down. He's looking like pensive or something because she looks like she's crying.
So... That's like the rest of his brow. I think the right side of his face may be okay. Wait, do you smell that?
No. Like, I heard a loud sound.
Vaughn, are you okay?
All right, we go back to the gourd real quick. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Go here, go on a second. Do we have any more pictures of them?
Of this?
Them. The him, whatever he's called. There was a couple of them.
I don't know.
But,
Didn't the dog try to eat the fraggles?
Something like, yeah, the guy with the dog.
The,
and,
like the human guy?
Yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
The human puppet?
Yeah. A human puppet. The actual human being that was in the show.
Oh, it was a human guy, right? It was a real dude. He had a puppet dog. That makes sense.
Maybe it was a gorg.
The gorgs?
Is it gorg or gourd?
Gorg.
There it is. Gorg.
That's it. Yeah. I thought gourd because of the garden. Okay, yeah, that's a tiny picture.
Very small picture.
So disturbing.
What's the woman there? That's the mother.
Yeah, the mother.
Look, Bob!
We have a sound bite,
I got
please?
A tumor! You really?
Look,
oh my God!
That really is.
Yeah,
him.
Weren't they retarded or something? They spoke like retard.
No,
yeah.
they were
just big monsters.
They were big goofuses. They were this guy. They're terrifying, and so is he.
Yeah.
You know this is kind of unrelated.
Oh come on!
I always. I was so naive as a kid because I always expected one day to see Dr. Claw, see his face in Inspector Gadget,
yeah,
and like
yeah,
Nanny
yeah.
from Muppet Babies.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was just hoping every time I saw
as
the
if
episode,
it wasn't
like,
animated,
this is going
like,
to be the one. This
is
going
to
be
it. Oh, I know. I was like that, too.
I'm weird like that.
Dr. Claw, also, that was Frank Welker, I think, voice of Megatron from Transformers.
I'm sure he's dead.
Random. No, he's not. He's probably going to be in the Transformers movie.
Wow.
If he makes it to that.
Oh, they have to put his body in suspended animation next
they
to
might.
Dick Clark. Hey, Ryan.
So anyway,
back to you.
Back to this guy. He actually got surgery done to it. They made his face a uniform color. Previously, it was abnormally red.
And Adam.
And they really...
I almost name-dropped.
They took off... What?
I almost name-dropped.
All right. They took off some of the bone and fat weighing nearly 2 kilograms was cut from his head.
Ew.
4.4 pounds?
Yes. 4.4 pounds of fat was cut from his head.
A fat head.
Yeah.
Knitting?
A fat head.
Knitting?
Knitting? Yeah.
That's absolutely sickening.
It was the surgery cost $25,000.
To him? Or
well, it was 200,000 yen.
Yeah. But did he have to pay for it?
Not donations.
There's donations. And he wants his one thing that he wants to do in life is to find a wife.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Hey, a billion people? Come on.
That's true. If he's got money. Apparently he doesn't have money if it's all donations.
Yeah.
So that is a lot of money, though, considering, like for China. He's Chinese, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money over there.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
So somebody
we can't
like
get enough money for people to get like a heart transplant.
Yeah.
And this guy's face is fucked up. I mean, obviously, is this life threatening?
It's really fucked up. it's not like
you're sugarcoating it.
Listen, for all of you out there who might be listening to this show, this guy looks like one of the Gorgs from Fraggle Rock.
It's really so, fucked up.
You notice it? The thing is, you see Matt, and he's sitting there so mesmerized by this guy's face. He just
can't keep
his mouth closed.
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
It's really
so terrifying.
Oh, by the way,
he's like half pig, half Gorg.
Did you guys hear that crash? Was that? Did you?
Yeah.
Just,
what
you
was
know?
That?
Yeah.
What, you know that metal probably. Rack he got back there?
Oh no!
I thought I had a lot of room to sit back.
Oh.
And
you
I just popped right into it. Yeah.
Did you shit?
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, we figured something was coming out of you. When
yeah.
You it's like ran
a,
out of the room.
It looked like I had a pig's tail coming out of my ass.
Oh.
Like a big curly.
Oh, I want white castle.
Anyway, did did they say what it was exactly?
Not really.
Well,
it's
again.
Just the swelling grew bigger, bigger, and eventually covered the left
mommy,
side of
this
the face.
Looks like a pimple.
It's not elephantitis or anything?
It's just put a one of those
put a bandaid
derma
over it.
Pads on it.
Hey, let me squeeze that out for you.
Yeah, no.
Why is there another kid in it?
It actually does not say.
Is there a name for this sickening disease or whatever you call it?
Fat faced bastardness.
Up until now, the Treacher Collins thing was the most horrific thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah. Oh,
horrific
God.
Thing I've ever seen oh. bestowed upon humanity.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Oh, to this day.
Bestowed.
Wow.
It doesn't say
no
what
information
it is.
What it is. He's just deformed human.
It just
man.
Says he started out with a pimple and it grew and it took over the left side of his face.
Oh, man.
Because God shot a giant karma fucking load on that guy's face of bad karma.
You did. You're 4 years old. You're fucked.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no. You're never getting laid. Ugh.
Oh. His dumb mother next to him.
What would you do if you saw that guy in person?
I'd cry.
Hold on. I got to get closer to this.
I'm going
to
relate a story. There was a time I was with Gerard, a friend of mine, and this kid John, and we were at the Marina Diner.
Yeah.
We were leaving. We, you know, you walk outside the Marina Diner, and there's, you know, steps either on either side. And the elephant man guy from you know around the way walked up the stairs and
the
he was
friendly neighborhood elephant man because
Captain Purple
the way.
You know how like some towns have the village idiot
yeah
well every town has but we have the village elephant man
the village fucking abomination and he walked up and he scared John so like fight or flight instinct kicked in he ran the opposite way he just like oh okay later he ran the opposite way like away from the car like we parked on the other side he was so terrified of this guy and he was like
frightening.
Matt has not left his eyes from the screen.
I'm telling you Matt was the elephant man in his past life
I could have been his head is twice as tall as a normal person's
yeah
I know
so there's more going on
it's
there
it's like he has a child on top of his shoulders
literally
like, that's melted onto his face
a melted baby
yeah oh. All right, I'm gonna close
that sounds good
yeah, get right. rid of that thank you
so
Terrifying.
Alpha Man died in his sleep, too.
What were you telling me about? Johnny Grunge.
Oh, Geraldo got canceled.
He got canceled?
The Geraldo show got canceled?
Oh, yeah. That at large show?
Geraldo no longer at large.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. That sucked balls.
Geraldo at smaller.
that absolutely.
I didn't think it was that bad of a show.
I don't know.
Oh, he's a douche.
He is, but it's like, I don't. He was always like, his original show was like popular.
It was.
Like, yeah, but this show was like him being a total asshole for half an hour. Like,
anyone.
Like what?
Go ahead.
He's just a dickhead.
No, it's just. That was it.
Well, anyone from his generation seems destined to fail.
With his fucking caterpillar on his face and mustache. I know. Douche.
All those different talk shows that were out. I mean, who's really around him? Who hasn't
gotten
serious
trouble? Well,
I mean,
Phil Donahue basically left.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Jesse Raphael.
Jenny
left.
Jones.
Well, no,
was the
Donahue
best.
Tried to do it again. He did it on MSNBC.
But I thought there was a reason why
he got shit canned.
He was like he had to leave. I thought.
No, he sucked.
I thought he was pushed
out. He's still on Fox. He still works on Fox News. Like he does like special commentaries and stuff like that.
What about Montel? Has he still got a show?
Yeah,
he still does. Still so does Maury Povich.
Ricky Lake.
Maury Povich, the only thing he does is black people, baby daddy drama bullshit.
Or
all Montel does.
Or people afraid of shit. You ever see that one?
Yeah. Oh, they bring it out. Like, does he do girl be afraid of birds, and they'll bring out like the biggest macaw they can find. And she's like, ostrich.
Oh, the girl was afraid of pickles?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
That was such genuine terror. I love it.
That's so weird.
There's
how does that happen?
A girl was afraid of Halloween masks because her brother used to scare her. So they had like five interns come out in Halloween masks and she just like bolted to the back of the room.
She just dropped dead right there.
What's the fuck's her name? Shit.
Megan Mullally got canceled too this week.
What was that black Victoria's Secret model?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks.
Oh, God.
She had one of those shows.
Yeah.
And there was a girl who was afraid of pennies.
Oh.
And so
she wasn't Jewish, I guess.
Yeah.
Tyra's like little like thing to cure it, I guess. They bought her like gifts, like bracelets and stuff, and they put it on the bottom of a fish tank full of pennies.
Oh
so she
God.
Had to go through the pennies to get
what?
It's like Fear Factor.
Yeah. But they did it in a way like they were helping her.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see
it's not that bad.
Did you see the one where she did the panty party one?
Ooh. The panty party?
She had her whole audience get undressed in their pants, like in their undergarments. And she's the only one who looks like freaking top notch. Everybody else is like, you know, like our mothers and like fat sisters.
Oh, I don't know
that.
About Derek's mother.
Well, you know what I mean.
I heard Judy's a good time.
Okay, everybody but Derek's
what's her name?
Mother.
Debbie.
She's also 12.5% Jewish. So,
well, that's a lot. That's a lot more Jew than I can handle.
I'm 6.25.
If your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish, baby.
Yep.
Anyway.
Park it in my synagogue. Like, here you go.
Wow.
Wow.
You've been go to the pulpit.
Give me right in the temple, Derek.
Give it to me when the sun don't shine. Baby.
Derek, why would she say that to him? You're a piece of garbage. you are lower than Eric. Even Eric would be appalled at that.
Even Eric would be appalled. Even
Eric's saying, mother.
Let's leave
about?
The mother at it.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
She's a nice lady.
I didn't bring up your psycho mom.
Who
wouldn't let you leave the house because Princess Diana died?
I wasn't allowed to cross the highway until I was 12 years old.
Yeah, because what's his face? James got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Fucking
inches.
Right.
One idiot kid.
One idiot kid gets hit by a car and then.
So that means every kid are getting hit by cars
every
day.
Every kid will get hit by a car.
Inches snow, and he has his own car. She won't let him leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially going to wrestling matches. If it was even drizzling out and I had to travel more than a half hour
you're
to
going
show,
to Asbury for training? Yeah. No, you're not leaving.
Oh, right? No.
We have to mourn the death of Princess Diana. That was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You're being trained by a psychotic bum who uses duct tape on everything? No, you're not going.
It was electrical tape.
Psychotic bum.
He really was.
He did. He lived
dead
there.
Yet?
I don't know, actually. I've been meaning to write
That's
a letter.
That's what we should do. If meaning we can to. Find him, he should be on the show.
I'm sure he'll come.
Meaning to as in, I'd rather play Xbox and fucking dedicate 5 minutes to writing a letter.
And the best thing would be is we let him get chopped on him. Like
let
why
me
on the
get
show.
Chopped on,
like,
on
by the old
like aristocrats.
We'll mic my chest.
I'm sure if we just offer him like a hot like a meal, he'll come.
So, he'll bring all his receipts and tell all three of us how much we owe him.
Well, my
hey, you know, while I was in the hospital for 4 months, I had a lot of time to go over all my receipts, and I noticed that, you know, Derek, you owe me about about $2,460.
And we'll just throw a pack of gum out the door and go, oh, shit, and I'll run after it.
You got to get that to my the clip of him and play it on here.
Oh, I know.
I have it. Actually, it's on my site.
Yeah, we'll get it next.
Yeah, anyway.
I want to get to this story. Costume Tigger.
Tigger.
Hit my son.
What?
Walt Disney World employee dressed as the character Tigger was accused of hitting a child while posing for a photo.
Punch him in the face.
Okay.
I think it's funny. What do you want to do?
No, continue.
The father said that he intentionally hit his son on or about the head.
Amongst the head and shoulders.
I guess they videotaped it. The tape only shows a fraction of what happened. That's up to us to find out,
Rodney
to
King.
Let up what happened for the
Rodney King of kids.
Yeah, I know.
I.
And here's the funniest part. In 2004, a Walt Disney World employee dressed as Tigger was accused of touching the breast of a 13-year-old girl while she posed with him for a photo. The jury found the man not guilty.
Tiggers, how funny is that?
Tiggers are raping children.
I saw
in Florida.
I think it was a fake photo.
Because that's what Tiggers do best.
What?
There was some celebrity with a Tigger. I think it was Tigger. Or it could have been Humping. Goofy or somebody. Like,
we're talking about
groping.
Tiggers, right?
Huh?
Nothing.
Tigger.
Never mind.
None Tiggers. But a Tigger thing, baby.
Tiggers. Some Tigger was like grabbing Christina Aguilera's breast or something.
I hate those Tiggers.
I wish all those Tiggers would just get on the boat.
Guys, we got to stop using the T word.
Down with the T word, bitches.
Let those Tiggers come back to Africa.
That's that?
Kramer Hussein over there.
You always see Tiggers with like fat blonde girls.
Wow. Wow. What's up there?
They got the
Humphrey?
Longest tails, too. You know?
Wow.
They can
God.
Even bug and pogo around on them.
Boing, boing.
I always got the low rider friggin' bounces in their hip hop music.
Oh, my God. Wait. Yeah, Vaughn just killed it.
Yes.
Vaughn just went completely blatant.
Are you happy he won, listener?
He didn't dance around it or anything.
I'm those Tiggers, you know,
and the way they joke,
and the way they dance with their baggy pants.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
You'll like this little girl.
Wow.
Stick this tail
anyway.
There.
Yeah, I saw some picture with Tigger. I think it was Tigger, but it could have been another one.
Goofy.
It might have been.
I think
I just,
it was Goofy.
Yeah,
so Goofy's a dog.
No, like taking like a picture and like grabbing Rick Rover, and she's just like. But I don't know if it was a fake or not. It could have been.
Who knows?
Could have been easily.
There's so many stories of like people dying in Disneyland, or
yeah,
or the how was it? What do they call them characters. They call their employees characters.
Yeah, character.
Having sex behind the things, getting caught and getting fired for it.
Throwing up inside a costume with a head on it, and they can't take it off.
I know.
And
being called a Tigger lover.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They can't take those things off for like 8 hours. Like, well, there's a certain amount of time, then they can take a break.
Well,
they can run into the bathroom or something.
Well, yeah, but if you get sick, I mean, like, some of those people smell like shit. You ever go to a
No. I've been there. I didn't smell
I guess
a
when
Tigger.
No, it was like, I think it was maybe like, what was it, like a Goofy? When I was a kid, we went there for like a holiday, and my father's like, oh, get, you know, take pictures. We're all little kids. And this is my father telling me a couple years ago.
Last year.
He's like, yeah, you know, you remember those? Because he's going through pictures and everything like that. We're all going through pictures. And he's like, remember this? And I was like, yeah, I remember that. It was a great time. He's like, that Goofy smelt like fucking VO. And I'm like
what?
What do you mean? Like he was drinking?
VO?
Like, you know, like the, like vodka.
Oh.
Okay.
Scotch, you know,
vodka
like VO. No, not BO, VO.
Vodka so, odor.
And he's like, yeah, he smelled like he'd been drinking for like 3 or 4 days.
He probably was.
And
I was like,
the
was
only
like,
characters I ever tried smelling.
I was smelling. Like, I didn't smell. Like, he's
worse.
Snow White,
Cinderella, and Pocahontas.
Because you're a filthy
the
pervert.
The last time I went was maybe 6 years
six
ago.
6 weeks ago.
You smelt them?
No, I'm
sniffing them.
I'm going along with the joke. Well no,
so
they were.
And he kept running
hot,
away from the Tigger.
Yeah.
And Cinderella. Was it? Not Cinderella.
Come on there, pervert.
Alice. That was it. Alice.
He was humping Alice's legs.
Got mad at my mother because she didn't know
there was snow
who Tweedledee and Tweedledum were. She's like, I don't remember what the hell she called them. She like
Tiggers?
Stupid.
Weren't they
names.
One of the monkeys?
Like, oh, isn't that Humpty and Dumpty or something? And And
oh my god!
And Alice like just stood there with her like fists on her hips, pissed off.
I'm gonna slug your mother.
Like, in character,
she was in character, dressed up.
They just Eiffel towered me. How dare you?
Was she yelling at? Was she in character when she was yelling at your mother? Like
kind of
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, she kind of tried to stay in character, but she was like, she was genuinely
like, she didn't like turn around and go, "What the fuck?
What are you retarded?
The fuck is this idiot? Why is she even here?
Hey asshole, I'm trying to work here."
Oh, no,
and then it started
accent.
To rain, and your grandmother, well, and your mother ran away with you. So we got to go back in the hotel.
You can kiss my bum.
She like stomped, like her reaction. She like put her fists on her hips and stomped. She was mad.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. It's hot. I'm gonna go to Disney World next week.
My mother, she could.
I'm
she could
fucking
make...
Tweedledee for your information.
Tweedledum can't come.
Wow.
But okay. I'm having an affair with a Tigger.
Seriously.
He doesn't work.
Wow.
I make it blatant, you fuckers.
He doesn't work.
He just bounces around the forest all day.
Oh, another Tigger out of a job.
Wow.
A Tigger on the unemployment line.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
See, we can always bring it around, even if I ruin it. Yo.
Oh, that's like, pretty disturbing.
Oh, Tigger.
I love him.
So whimsical.
What's that?
Didn't get to. That's a kid that hung himself.
Yeah, we did get to that.
He'll be missed.
He won't be missed.
Mm. I miss him already.
As they put him on a boat to Guatemala. and like a paper box.
So did we clarify that was accidental? I mean, the father just says he thinks it was accidental. I mean, like, they can't tell.
They said they weren't sure. He did get a present from his father. That's what they think threw him over the edge.
Did the kid get hurt?
He's dead.
He died.
Wait, the kid hung himself. Yeah. I thought.
You're still talking about Tigger?
I'm still on the Tigger.
Nope.
The Tigger beating.
He's dead.
The
Tigger killed him.
What? The Tigger beat him to death with his tail.
Oh, I don't know.
He was drinking a 40 and wanted to kill him. He shot him death with his cat.
With his cat.
And Piglet was quoted as saying, "Oh, bother." Well, that's
Wait, who, yeah. Piglet. What did Piglet used to say? He used to say something, right?
Yeah, something stupid.
Yeah.
I hate fucking that little fat little asshole.
He was, guy.
Little neurotic fucking
he
Jew
was.
Pig.
I like
wow!
Oh, my God.
It's okay. I'm Jewish.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's allowed to do this.
Shalom.
It's self-deprecating.
Shema Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Shema Israel.
I like Eeyore because he just didn't give a fuck about
it. Oh, he was just depressed.
Well, he's a miserable dickhead, and I love him.
Mm-hmm. He'd just say, "Thanks for noticing me."
Mm-hmm. I'm a dude.
He's kind of the missing.
Go fuck yourself.
He was like the Rodman of.
Wow.
Okay.
Let me see the tail on my backside.
Wow.
That's a little too inside. Wow,
enter me from behind.
We have another hanging, this time in Beijing. Yeah. A 17-year-old Chinese boy hanged himself after a catastrophic meeting with his online sweetheart.
Oh, yes. You tell
Wait,
me about this.
On which end?
What?
Which end was it catastrophic for?
Him.
Believe it or not, for him.
He was chatting with this...
You've done this, kids.
Her name was... Qin Jiao Fiang.
That sounds hot.
Which means flying skirt.
Ooh.
On the internet.
Wait a minute.
Wait, that's her name
online?
Wait
just a minute.
That's her name. Wait, where
was that?
This?
Was that your handle?
Beijing.
Is that your internet handle? Is that what this is?
It's her name online.
I didn't think anybody could get hurt.
Flying skirt.
Yeah.
It's her name
online.
Well,
it probably means something. No, I mean, that was her online handle.
Like Jersey Jerome.
I know, but that's like a dead
like
giveaway.
Shock.
It's like
no, it was like a real person.
It's a real girl?
Yeah, it
was.
Let him go. Keep going.
Yeah, let me finish the goddamn
Jesus.
Story.
Jesus, step on his balls.
Well, he became addicted to QQ, the most popular online chat room in China. And he would go to internet cafes for days on end. And he set up a meeting with this vixen. To his intense disappointment, his dream girl turned out to be a plain lady who was more than 10 years older than him.
Wow.
His parents tried to console him, but he hung himself.
Hung?
Hanged himself.
Like how?
Yeah. Police has excluded the possibility of a homicide.
Like?
He hanged himself because...
The girl was like
she was
in her
20s.
The girl of his dreams was 10 years older than him and plain looking.
Yeah, she was
big deal.
Late. Yeah, hey, I got a good story about that.
Dude, I'm sure
he's dead. I am glad he's dead.
I
got that world. This guy missed out on the chance.
Well, he's just like
decent head.
What a, Chinese people are fucked up.
They are.
You always talk about those ones that die, like in like cafes. And
I
stuff.
Always talk about them.
Yeah, the ones doing constant gaming.
The Koreans, yeah, like, mostly
they play,
Koreans.
Like, World of Warcraft
for 50, 60 hours at a time.
What was the
and
game?
And they forget to eat and they die.
84 hours straight, the one marathoned.
Yeah, it was
no
the,
food, no drink.
And he sat in a cafe that
no one
sell
offered
food
this
drink.
Kid a wing. No one could have said, "Yo, man, you've been here for 3 days. You want a
yeah,
wing?
You
want a glass
stink.
Of water?"
He died
you
of starvation.
Fucking showered,
yeah.
Man.
Playing an online.
He died of starvation in a cafe that served food.
He got up, went to the bathroom, passed out, and died.
Yeah. Nice. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that happened. I'm
talking,
so glad.
Talk about online dating. Have you guys ever done that? No.
Online dating?
Met somebody through the internet.
Well, I kind of have.
Either through a dating site or like MySpace or anything like that.
Yeah. I've never met someone.
It never really worked.
I've known people previously and then re-caught up through the internet. I've never met a brand new person.
I've done it twice.
Okay.
Like, gone on dates with people I met who've like, you know,
did she shit on you?
I wish.
And they all have restraining orders on you.
No. The first time I did it, this girl like was like, I forget, was she living? She was living in Eatontown. And we're talking and she's sending me pictures. We're kind of going back and forth. I was like, all right, let's meet somewhere. This was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we met in the Dublin. Right, I'm sitting there drinking, waiting for her to show up, and this behemoth of a woman.
Oh no!
Oh no! It was
like,
a bait and switch.
Like yeah,
behemoth.
Like guys, you guys remember Spaceballs, right?
Oh yeah.
You remember Pizza the Hut?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Think of just a pot faced, crater faced gorilla of a woman.
in a nice bother.
In a flower dress that looked like he was screaming for life.
Horrible.
Oh, comes man. Up, you know, and says, oh, hello. You know, because I look just like the pictures I look. I ain't lying, man.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
We get you.
You're the
and
package.
She, you know, she introduces herself. We sit down actually at the bar because I wasn't sitting at the table. Because I didn't think any of those chairs would hold her. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting at the bar. We talk. We converse. I drink two pints. I put down like 40 bucks. Like,
can you get a little more specific?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I said, that should pay for my two drinks because it was like an hour.
Yeah.
And then I said, this should pay for whatever you're drinking plus whatever you want. I got to go. Took her hand and just stepped right out. I was like, never again. And then like maybe 2 months later, I met this other girl who was, you know, she was taller than me and about my weight. So it's about, you know, 6'4", 250.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she was.
What online service is this?
I met her on MySpace. The other one I think I met on Match.
6'4".
Yeah, I think I met her
on Match.com.
Match.com or
Imagine
or
seeing
True.
His fucking face coming up.
Six
or True.
Four.
I think I met her on True.
True.
One of those.
You're on all them?
No, I was. I deleted them.
Anyway, go ahead.
I've met this other one on MySpace.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we've hung out a couple times. She's actually come like a friend of mine because it's just she's not very interesting. That's the reason why I haven't done it. Like, no, she's not. She's very like.
So you guys clash.
Like, she's like what we're talking about. So I just said like again. Like the Valley Girl type thing, but she's a really tall, broad girl. She's, you know, she's like, oh, you know, like this. And like and she just always.
Yeah, she's a void.
Yes. Okay. And it's just, I'm like, you're cool to hang out with, but I ain't going to do anything with you. I seriously told her that one night. She's like, okay, that's cool. She's like, that's cool. Like, I don't know. I really don't have any opinion about you. You're kind of nice.
No. I think
I kind of killed her.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
Here we go.
No.
Is this Susan?
No.
Okay.
Let's give a fake name. No.
Go
ahead.
Derek seems to know it already.
I thought I did.
I don't know what it is.
I don't.
Okay. About 6 years ago, I met this girl. Maybe 15 minutes from here she lived or so. We talked for a little while. And we decided we were going to meet up. And it didn't happen.
Uh-oh.
She disappeared. And I figured, okay, she obviously, you know, she didn't really feel like meeting me or whatever. And I can understand that to an extent. You know, meeting random people on the internet obviously isn't always a good idea.
Scary.
So about a month later, she messages me one day. Or she called me. And she tells me that she has leukemia.
Yes.
She has leukemia. This is why she couldn't meet you?
Well, it was very funny because Matt was going through a phase where, I guess, a little bit of a dry spot. Okay. You have trouble meeting women.
I have trouble getting women to keep plans with me.
Yes. Mm.
Yes.
And
I'll,
so
I'll,
finally, you keep talking about this girl, and you talked about her a lot to me.
Yes.
Showed me pictures, sent me pictures. She was really hot.
You know, yeah.
And
yeah.
you're like, yeah, oh, we're going to meet up and all this, blah, blah. You came into Pizza Hut. You sat down. Yeah. Remember that girl I told you about? Yeah. Leukemia. It's like the one girl that was going to meet up with you and you possibly spark something
but
got
no,
leukemia.
This the my situation is a little different than meeting a random person.
Yeah.
My problem is with people who I see on a regular basis keeping plans with me.
Oh.
You have a problem with meeting up with liars.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. you get like these flaky people.
I get people who make plans with me and then don't show up.
Yeah, and break them.
Just kidding.
I just say, okay, we'll do that. And maybe I'm not putting forth enough, like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. Let's go out drinking. Let's get fucking smashed. Let's, come on. I want to, you know.
I like driving drunk.
I just drive around fucking crazy. I do 55 when I'm drunk, you know.
No, run over a school kid.
Seriously. And like, it's just, it's ridiculous. But this.
Let's go beat some tiggers.
I wasn't sure exactly when she first told me, you know, I found out that I was diagnosed with. You know, well, I was diagnosed
with
leukemia.
That's quite an excuse to
And I'm thinking, like, wow. I'm like, this girl's good. Yeah. Like that, what can I say to that? And then either she researched so that she had a backup, but she started explaining everything to me scientifically what, you know, happened. And I was like, okay, maybe she's either really smart or she's, you know, telling the truth.
You're like, let me guess, you're washing your hair? She's like, no, I don't have any.
Yeah, yeah, she was going through washing all this crap. Wig. And she was... She eventually vanished again, and that was it. So I assume she's dead.
I think she had a date with somebody else, the Grim Reaper.
And me and my infinite caring. And, I send him a Photoshop of her with
no
Steve
hair.
Austin's head.
Oh, my God. Making you the biggest piece of shit
ever
in the world.
I still have the picture.
And it's awesome.
The sad part is the
What can you do? You have to laugh.
That first girl, right? Yeah, she was totally the whole bait and switch, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sending me these pictures. I guess they were from high school.
Yeah.
Like when she was 14, you know.
Wait a minute. This girl wasn't the actual girl you were talking, or supposedly? Like,
yeah, the girl with the pizza face.
She sent you really old
pictures. The girl with the pizza face, she was sending me old pictures.
Oh. Yeah.
And when I met, I was like, cool. Like, I knew she was kind of like a big girl, but I was like, all right, fine. I'm good with that. I don't care. Uh-huh. And I'm a big guy. I don't mind.
It's like a New Year's party from 1995
and the
banner.
And the
last
girl,
oh, she's hot.
The last girl that I still kind of talk to now, and there's even another girl I'm talking to now, but I'm not. There's nothing really going on. But with that girl, I didn't know she was so tall. Like I knew she was a big girl. Like that was like the first thing out of her mouth was like, you know, I'm a big girl. I'm like
6'4" is pretty big.
I'm like I'm a big guy. I don't care. I'm tall. I'm fat. I don't, you know,
6'4" is tall.
I'm not a big
Steve
person to really
here.
Say, you know, no. When she got out of her car,
beggars apparently can be choosers.
When she got out of her car and she stood up, I was like, "Fuck, this ain't gonna work out."
Beggars can be logical.
I was like, the girl I've been talking to now, like, but she lives like too far away. I don't want to travel. And she's interesting, but she's also another one of those kind of like, you know, like Valley Girl type things where she says like way too many times, and she just goes into weird things about animals and like her cat. It's like, oh my God. Like, really, just vague.
She's vapid and, like, just nothing matters but her life.
Like, her job is, like, her big thing. She works, like, she does, you know, that's her one big thing. And she talks about that constantly, which I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she gets into her personal life, it's just like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm like, I can't.
It could have been worse. She could have been a tigger.
Actually,
but that's my life.
Well, that's the show, folks.
See you later.
We had a lot to talk about that we didn't.
Oh, bother.
Oh, well.
Oh, bother.
We're a half hour overtime.
Really?
No!
That would be a great show.
But that's my life.
fucking starving. Let's go.
Yeah. We need White Castle.
Oh, what are we gonna do? A remote from White Castle.
Oh my god.
We gotta get digital. We gotta get a.
Now he says, "Let's go." I'll go get my brother's laptop.
Well, no, they make digital.